This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Massive hysteria because of the Democrats over the Wuhan virus. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. Let me tell you something, folks. Terrible, terrible thing that's happening here with the Wuhan virus. Democrats, leftists, plutopians, liberals, whatever you want to call them, they can still create nonsense and dominate the media cycle if they choose the right thing. And that's essentially what they've done. They've proven that they can dominate the media cycle with over President Trump. They have not been able to do this in over 3 years. They finally did it. Oh, my gosh. I heard Michael Gallagher talking about this the other day. I normally don't get to listen to other people's radio shows, but I had a drive from Tampa to Naples where I was going to go be a speaker at the Fallen Officers event. I get there, and it's been canceled. So I flew to Tampa, drove to Naples, picked up these flyers we were going to give out at the event, called the people that were going to put on the event, and they said, Kev, sorry to tell you, bro, we had to cancel because of the Wuhan virus. This was an event that was going to honor officers who've been killed in the line of duty, give money to their families so they can survive, so their kids could go on to have meaningful lives, having lost a father or mother in the line of duty. And we couldn't do it. It was a who's who of millionaires, multimillionaires, and billionaires ready to help these people out. And people started canceling because of the Wuhan virus. The hysteria of something that had killed 40 people in America nationwide, 2 people in the entire state of Florida, and in Naples, Florida, they could not have an event. They were afraid. Anything over 100 people, and whoa, what will happen? Let me tell you what would happen. Nothing. You know, people, they go, Kevin, I have an 81-year-old great-grandmother or whatever that has an immune system that's been compromised. She could die. Hey, hate to break it to you. The flu could kill her. A cold could kill her. Tuberculosis. Tuberculosis is an airborne disease. It can survive in the air. It could kill her. They're all afraid. We have an event coming up April 3rd and 4th. You know what people are asking me? Kevin, you still going to have it? Oh, my gosh. You're expecting 250 people as if there's some magic thing with 100 people. You could get killed by one of your own people coming home to say, hey, grandma, grandpa, great uncle Ernest or whatever. They could kill you theoretically. But here's the deal. This Wuhan virus is nothing more than a cold that's in the experimental stage. You know, it's like penicillin no longer takes care of stuff, so now they've got amoxicillin because it adjusted. Well, guess what? That's what viruses do. We have the best ability to fight this nonsense than we've ever had. COVID-19 is what they're calling it. It started in 2019. That's the reason why it got its name. It's had multiple iterations. It is not brand new. It was, you know, is it coming from a Chinese lab? Yes, it is. Was it probably something weaponized? I don't know. Probably so. But here's the deal. It isn't killing people at the rate that some of the other diseases that we suffer on a routine basis kill people. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, just making sense out of it all. I was told this by a friend of mine. He says, Kev, you remember when Michael Jordan played basketball with the flu? I go, I do. He goes, can you imagine a flu that kills thousands of people every year, and people were bragging that Michael was playing with the flu. No players said anything about it. It was no big deal. But if a player's got the coronavirus or Wuhan virus, well, it's quarantine. Let's cancel the season. They didn't cancel the season over the flu. One guy even joked, he says, Michael, Magic Johnson played with HIV, for goodness sakes. But we got to panic, man. And that's what the Democrats want. They want to be able to prove to their audience, we can panic people. We can ruin your stock. We can ruin, possibly, you know, put a run on grocery stores for toilet paper and vodka. We can make it look just like Soviet Russia if we are the Soviet Union or Russia or anywhere. Just watch us. We can get people in a froth, man. Even you conservatives, you're going out, you're going to the grocery stores, you're buying up stuff because you're going, woo, I need to have stuff. Now, I want you to understand these are the very same people that called you preppers that wanted people to believe you were idiots for this very type of thing that could happen. For the so-called apocalypse, you were idiots. If you were a prepper, they made fun of you. And now they're out. You better go prep. You better go build a bunch of food. This thing could kill everybody, man. The numbers don't bear it out. The numbers don't bear it out anywhere, including China. Look at the number of people there are in China and the number of people who've died. And compare it to the common cold. Don't dare compare it to the flu. You'll get your heart broken. Don't compare it to swine flu, bird flu, or any of these other flus. The Democrats love this. They love getting us all in a frenzy, boy, and we are quick to do it. Let's close the schools. Let's close Disney World. When I was down in Florida, they were, oh, we got to close the Disney parks. We're going to close this or that. We're closing it all. Just wondered, when do they close the airports? Now they're talking about, we got to get voter things out to everybody because now we may not be able to come to the voter polls. I mean, if you really looked at what they're structuring and organizing and orchestrating, let's cancel all the primaries. Let's just go straight to where it's President Trump against Biden, and let's not even have any debates because God forbid you actually get to see that Biden is demented. God forbid you actually get to hear what his policies are. Compared to Trump's, here's Biden on there. We need to do this on the coronavirus. And oh, by the way, I forgot to tell y'all, everything I just said was what Donald Trump is doing. Everybody wants to come out and appear that they know more about it than they do, including creepy, crazy Joe Biden, Mr. Dementia. Mr. Dementia! We got a new superhero for the Democrats, Mr. Demented. This is what they do. They get you worked up into a frother. Donald Trump, he managed to stay a little bit relevant. He held his presser. I didn't see it, but I heard he did very well. I was at the airport, like I said, landed in Tampa, got my rental car, drove down to Naples, picked up my flyers, made a phone call, and they said, Kev, it's off. Turned my car around, went straight back to Tampa to catch the first flight out that I could catch to get my little behind back home. How sorry is that? Problem for the Democrats is all the shenanigans they started with this Wuhan virus, they started way too early because the stock market will make its gain. I think it already started. And Donald Trump is going to look good by the time it all rolls around. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats care nothing, repeat, nothing about the safety of Americans. Not as a whole, not the leadership. Don't let them fool you. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. They can put any face on this they want. Democrats don't care about you. In fact, they want a lot of us gone. They want some of their own gone, and they certainly want you. We conservatives, they want us gone like a turkey through the cone. They want you gone, baby. Don't let them fool you. 844-551-8255. These people don't like old people. There are Democrats, I promise you, who are so happy about the Wuhan virus because it targets old people. You know who they think old people do? Old people vote for us. Old people are Republicans. They hate old Republicans. They wish they were all dead because they believe they have the youth. The Wuhan virus doesn't bother anybody under 50 for the most part. There hasn't been a death in the United States of anybody under 50. You have to have a compromised immune system. You have to be relatively old. It's not even killing children. Democrats love this disease. Now, I'm surprised they're even trying to fight it in any way. know, with test kits. We need to have all these test kits. Everybody needs to get tested. No, they don't. The only people who need to get tested are people who have symptoms. And then, if they have symptoms, the people around them may want to get tested. But there should be no mass testing for this. There should be no mass hysteria. Broadway shuts down? I mean, the list of things shutting down over this is crazy in comparison to, for example, the swine flu, which killed 18,000 people. 300,000 people were infected with swine flu. I think that's correct. 300,000 were tested, 48,000 infected, 18, whatever. I know it was 18,000 people died from the swine flu. When I was in Florida last week, it was 40 people who had died. Maybe it's 100 today. You know, but what's funny, people don't talk about, it's curable. I came back from Florida, I don't know, it's been a couple months ago. Was out in Mar-a-Lago. Worst bug I've had in years. My throat hurts so bad, I can't even describe for you how bad it was. I got up early that next morning. I had to catch my flight. I went straight to a CVS, Walgreens or whatever. I got lozenges. I sucked on those lozenges. Whew. I don't even want to describe it, but let's just say like I was getting paid, I sucked on them lozenges. Oh, my throat hurt so bad. I got home. I was sicker than a dog. I don't know what Wuhan could do to me, but it couldn't be worse than that. I'm telling you right now. But I want you to understand, the Democrats do nothing because they want you to be safe. They, whatever legislation they pass to make it to pretend like they're trying to help you, all you got to do is follow the money. Who's doing the training? Who's providing the product? Whatever. It's probably a Democrat that owns most of those, washing things, you know, the sanitary stuff you with alcohol stuff you put on your hands. Leftists own most of it, I bet you. Gouging. All kinds of stuff. They don't care for their own. What do you think they think of you if they don't even care for their own people? Democrats are the people that allow black neighborhoods to get shot up. They've allowed drugs to become so commonplace, people dying of overdoses and stuff. By the way, we'll get to some druggies. Andrew Gillum finds himself in a bit of trouble. The poster boy for all things Democrat, black guy that almost beat DeSantis. For the governor of Florida, he is caught with a male prostitute in a hotel, both of them completely strung out. Crystal meth in the room. Gillum says he was drunk. Yeah, what's that about? This is the guy that I promise you somebody was looking at to run as a vice president, probably Joe Biden. He needed him a big black buck to put on the ticket. Or Elizabeth Warren. She might have wanted her, you know, a little bit of Mandingo action, not knowing that Gillum was on what we in the black community call the DL, which is the down low, married with three kids, but still has a penchant for the same sex, you know, toe tapper, like the dude, who's that Republican that was toe tapping in the bathroom? And it, look, Gillum's a Democrat. He could just... If he's a toe tapper, it's okay. They don't care. They like that. I'll get to it. This is intersectionality. They like that. Anyway, Democrats got an uphill battle. 2020 election resembles them trying to climb Mount Everest, but they don't have any Sherpas and they don't have any oxygen. In other words, I'm going to say it again, the Democrats can't win. They want to, let me tell you, everything you look at with Biden, where they give him some stoic, you know, sort of supermanish look and whatever else, it will be destroyed the minute he opens his mouth, the minute he gets into the first debate, and so on and so forth. Joe Biden, every single day, ages in dog years, and by the time the election rolls around, 78-year-old Joe Biden will look like he's 93. That's how this is going to go down, and you're going to win down ticket as well. That's not going to stop the Democrats from trying, however. They will get the same news that they get every time they try something with Donald Trump, including this Wuhan nonsense, this Wuhan virus. They're going to find out Trump is winning. Now, why do I say this? Well, even with all the BS that's been tried by the Democrats with the Wuhan virus, Trump reigns supreme, and his impact is occurring down ticket. Let me give you some examples. Republicans in Congress have a higher approval rating than their Democrat counterparts, and this is according to a national poll, Gallup poll, a leftist poll. 40% of Americans give Republicans in Congress a thumbs up on the job they're doing. That's a 6% jump since Gallup poll was conducted in late October before the Democratic majority in the House of Representatives impeached President Trump. Now, of course, he was acquitted in February, and now Congress, the Republicans, are rated at a 40% approval rating. These are amazing numbers, folks, when you consider the typical congressional ratings. So, and I'm going to get to that in just a second because I want to talk about the era of Obama ratings. We're going to run out of time. So, let's just recap here for just a second. The Democrats have tried everything they could to torpedo Donald Trump, and I heard that he's at a 49% approval rating in Rasmussen. He's 40% in Gallup, which is heavily weighted to the left. So that means that Donald Trump, at the worst case scenario, 40 to 49%, which he was at 33 or 34 to win the presidency, and he wins. So you can start doing the math on that for yourself. And so now we find out, down ticket, he's dragging Republicans through. Right now, people that are rating Congress give Republicans 40% approval. Now you go, Kevin, that's not good numbers, man. 60% apparently don't approve. Wait till I share with you what the numbers were during the Obama era and what normally happens.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is banning all gatherings of 50 or more people in New York to help stop the spread of coronavirus. He's also ordering gyms, casinos, and theaters to close at 8 o'clock tonight, as well as a ban on restaurants and bars taking in customers. The New York Democrat reminds everyone,
we strongly advise
that only services and businesses that are essential stay open: grocery stores, gas stations, pharmacies, medical facilities.
Bars and restaurants in Illinois and Michigan are also set to close. The Supreme Court is postponing oral arguments for the rest of March. A statement from the High Court cites a growing coronavirus threat. Meantime, the annual Easter egg roll on the south lawn of the White House is also being called off. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are also meeting to discuss coronavirus relief. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
This is all happening in a time that we're starting to see a message shift here, because you're starting to hear the Republicans, especially Trump Co., calling it the Wuhan or the Chinese coronavirus. They're looking for someone to blame.
Concern is growing this morning over an outbreak of a new SARS-like virus in China. At least six people have died from the Wuhan coronavirus.
The 34-year-old ophthalmologist diagnosed Saturday with the Wuhan coronavirus.
The Wuhan coronavirus. What more can you tell us about the similarities or differences between SARS and the Wuhan coronavirus?
The Wuhan coronavirus.
Fears continue to grow over the outbreak of the Wuhan coronavirus.
The Wuhan coronavirus. We have new information about how the Wuhan coronavirus is spread.
Tying coronavirus to China and Chinese people isn't just a racist dog whistle. It's a whole racist orchestra. It's a mighty, mighty racist bass tone.
I hear Stephen Miller in this foreign virus setting up travel bans for the outside invasion of the disease. That's not
the Chinese coronavirus.
I think he's doing the right thing. Look, five weeks ago, he declared a national health emergency. That's exactly what President Obama did with the swine flu. Amazing the coverage, how glowing it was of his decisive leadership when Obama did that. President Trump, it was kind of ignored because we got back to impeachment. As Mr. Mulvaney said, it was talked about, but then we went back to impeachment. He stopped flights from China, and look what's happened. Other countries that continued their flights, like Italy, are starting to have much larger amounts of this. We have hardly had any, and that's partly because of what the president did, obviously. And now he is ramping it up. He put Mike Pence, a former governor. Most of the governors are there in front line of dealing with the public response to this type of thing. Mm-hmm. You have a governor in charge of that who knows how to talk to governors, who's had to deal with this himself, and he's appointed himself a czar to handle it from the federal perspective. Today they had meetings across Capitol Hill. It was their fifth meeting with Congress to be briefed on this today. Mm-hmm. So there had only been four before this. And naturally what happens after that? Democrats come out and go, we're completely unprepared. And then you wonder why we think Democrats are cheerleading for this to be a problem. Because it immediately becomes a partisan issue and the president gets attacked, even though he's showing decisive leadership and doing exactly what President Obama did. Democrats are looking for an opportunity to attack him. And so here we are off to the races and partisan fighting all over again.
Go ahead, Ken.
In short, everybody, the president has done a miraculous job. Even Gavin Newsom the other day, we played this clip. Gavin Newsom said, I have no complaints. They did everything we asked. No, I don't need you to play it. Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, who could not be more politically opposed to Donald Trump, said, They gave us everything we asked for. They were responsive. They've done it all. The president, I will tell you this, he had to have gotten around, he had to get around Pelosi because she was sticking this stuff into the bill, into the coronavirus bill. Pelosi was sticking stuff in there to get, like, abortions done and things like this. I'm going to get back to the ratings here in a minute, but I want to say this. So I was flying at the airport, ghost town. It was a ghost town. Planes were half empty. In fact, they were telling us, sit away from each other. I mean, the plane, this is what the airlines are saying. Look, there's no reason for you guys to be close. When I was coming back, because I just swung around. I literally flew in, rented a car, drove 2.5 hours there, 2.5 hours back, got back on a plane. It was the most ridiculous waste of time. I was going there to an event for fallen officers that got canceled, sadly. But anyway, the guy told me, he says, I'm going to give you an entire row by yourself. I was like, really? He goes, yeah, it's empty. So people started making jokes. CNN, they said, the ratings took a dump because there was nobody to watch their show. The airplanes, the airports were empty. And Gavin Newsom, who I was just talking about, somebody replied to him, Seldon, said this, proper hand washing is an existential threat to our democracy, but pooping on the street is not. He said that should be a California motto. $8.3 billion to fight the Wuhan virus. I don't know who pulled this number from between their butt cheeks, decided that's the figure that was going to do the trick. It's as arbitrary, in my opinion, as saying $17.432 billion. And when it comes to such numbers, when does the public actually get a say as to what these numbers should actually be? Trump said $2.5 billion was all he needed, and Democrats ridiculed him. He can't fight the coronavirus with that little funding. That's a lot of money, folks, except in D.C., $2.5 billion to do antidotes and whatever else it would be needed to fight this cold virus. I'd like to know how they came up with this number and what expansion of government occurred, because this is what the left will do. They will expand government with this. What I did notice, and a friend of mine told me this, she said, Kevin, did you watch the president's speech on this? I said, no. She says, he's actually he's getting rid of legislation that prevented us from being able to respond to this stuff. Many people are finally looking at the president's border policy and saying, you know what? Great job. He started shutting down this border. Great job. He started looking at trade. Great job. He started bringing manufacturing back, because you know what? We have been at the mercy of China for many years, including getting our medicine. Can you imagine what the Chinese could do to us with medicine? Well, good news. You don't have to. Fentanyl. They've been killing thousands of Americans every single year with fentanyl. Finally, somebody's addressing it. Abortion, folks, in the coronavirus bill. Speaking of which, you want to hear a coronavirus joke? You probably won't get it. Do you get it? That was what a friend of mine tweeted. I thought that was pretty clever. I don't call it the coronavirus anymore, so you know it wasn't my joke. I call it the Wuhan virus, because that's what it is. So people were asking me, Kevin, Wuhan, isn't that racist? Isn't that what the Democrats are saying? And I would say, no, that's where it started. But here's what's funny. The Democrats have empowered the Chinese, and now they're blaming us. They're saying, no, no, no. It was probably an American the thing. It's a virus, and they're blaming it on us, the Chinese, even though the Chinese have already accepted responsibility for it. But they're taking a card out of Alinsky's playbook, and what the Democrats are doing, they're relying on the Democrats to drive interference here. You want to talk about influencing with our election? This is exactly what's happening right now. The Democrats are using the Chinese to manipulate and to influence the election cycle. And if you don't think other countries are watching, Don't think that Iran doesn't understand how to manipulate and how to use leftists. Don't think that Russia isn't looking at this and saying, we know how to manipulate these clowns now. Thanks for the boilerplate, guys. Now we hear that the Wuhan virus is racist too. Do you hear that? It's racist.
This is all happening in a time that we're starting to see a message shift here, because you're starting to hear the Republicans, especially Trump Co., calling it the Wuhan or the Chinese coronavirus. They're looking for someone to blame.
Concern is growing this morning over an outbreak of a new SARS-like virus in China. At least six people have died from the Wuhan coronavirus.
The Wuhan coronavirus. The Wuhan coronavirus.
The 34-year-old ophthalmologist diagnosed Saturday with the Wuhan coronavirus.
The Wuhan coronavirus.
The Wuhan coronavirus. What more can you tell us about the similarities or differences between SARS and the Wuhan coronavirus?
The Wuhan coronavirus.
The Wuhan coronavirus in China.
The Wuhan coronavirus.
The Wuhan coronavirus.
From the Wuhan coronavirus.
Wuhan coronavirus.
Fears continue to grow over the outbreak of the Wuhan coronavirus.
Wuhan coronavirus.
The Wuhan coronavirus.
The Wuhan coronavirus.
We have new information about how the Wuhan coronavirus is spread.
Tying coronavirus to China and Chinese people isn't just a racist dog whistle. It's a whole racist orchestra. It's a mighty, mighty racist bass tone.
I hear Stephen Miller in this foreign virus setting up travel bans for the outside invasion of the disease. That's not
the Chinese coronavirus.
Yeah,
that they've
that's
been
not
the first U.S. case of Chinese coronavirus.
The Chinese coronavirus. This is coming as the Chinese coronavirus.
China's coronavirus outbreak.
China's coronavirus. Outbreak anxiety. The death toll nearly doubles in China's coronavirus outbreak. China's coronavirus.
Just how bad is China's coronavirus crisis?
China's coronavirus outbreak.
China's coronavirus outbreak.
China's coronavirus outbreak.
China's coronavirus.
China's coronavirus.
China's coronavirus.
China's coronavirus. Concerns about the China coronavirus.
It's going to come across to a lot of Americans as smacking of a xenophobia, right, to use that kind of term.
Racist to say Wuhan virus, huh? Racist, racist. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to media acting like hookers during Fleet Week. Excited to gin up all kinds of mass hysteria over the common cold. Shame on them. They cancel events. We're not canceling as of now. We are not canceling our event, the Sea Vision Summit. We're rolling out some amazing things on education that people need to be aware of. And I'm not going to let this hysteria change it for me. I'm just not. Anyway, we'll be back. Keep it in.
Keyboard Cat. Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Is it that perhaps China's authoritarian ways did prevent this? Meaning, had China been a free and open society, this might have spread faster.
You know, in the beginning, Chuck, they were not as transparent as we would have liked. But they were saying at the end of December that all that cluster of 24 cases were related to contact with an animal reservoir. That wasn't the case, because there was human-to-human-to-human going on a few weeks before. If the Chinese themselves had known that, the health authorities, people I know, my colleagues, they would have given social distancing right away instead of having having a 40,000 person block party is what they had, unfortunately.
Right. Yeah. And with their extreme quarantines, has that worked?
Well, you know, it has. I mean, that's not the usual thing you do. Their efforts have been draconian, something we never would be able to do here. But even though there's a lot of things that have unintended negative consequences of that, I think it did help dampen what would have been a broader Chinese. Wuhan was terrible, but I think they prevented a broader spread.
Are you more?
Jeff Todd giving a shout out to the Chi-Coms. The communists, their system worked. Oh my gosh. I don't know if you guys saw, they would drag people out of cars, out of their houses. If they wanted you to go to quarantine, you were going to quarantine. Chuck Todd is saying, you know what? That worked. That was a good thing. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. That was a good thing. Those Chinese, you know, in our society, in a free society, we might all be dead. But in their society, that communist society, hey, things are good. De Blasio is talking about confiscation of your property. I mean, these people will look at any way to stretch something. They want to put abortion in funding to get rid of this virus. Hey, by the way, stick abortion in this bill. Make the president have to sign it. Now the president declares a state of emergency, so he doesn't have to sign it. He can go get funds. He can say, just give me the money so I can go treat it. I don't know if you're going to lose any money on it. I know I have a lot of friends that are. Ones who are putting on this fallen officer event. You're going to raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for fallen officers, and they are toast. Unbelievable. I like the guy's response, though. In the beginning, it was not as transparent as we would have liked it. So, in other words, in the communist society, they didn't have to be transparent. They could just say what they wanted and then have the 40,000-person block party that started all this mess and made it a pandemic. But, hey, they like the communist. Hey, there is a good thing that came out of it for Biden. His rallies can still go on because they said if you can't get 100 people together, then it's okay if you have that event. But if you get over 100, then you can't. So the Democrats accomplished what they wanted, canceling Trump rallies. Who's going to want to put these rallies on? Do you think Trump wants to be the person that says, hey, three people had the Wuhan virus at my event, and now we're spreading it? That would look foolish, so he can't do it. I would say mission accomplished, but guess what? Trump's going to figure out a way around it. Believe me. Trust and believe. Joe Biden releases Wuhan virus attack plan as if anybody cares. I love how these candidates, he and Bernie Sanders, decided, you know what? We're going to release this plan, and they have no ability to do any of it. It's more, if I were president, here's what I'd do. And you know what the plan, at least Biden's plan, it's a cookie cutter of President Trump's. Old clown can't even remember that he's plagiarizing Trump's plan right before his very eyes. That's not even what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to finish talking about this polling. Oh, by the way, one of my friends tweeted, April Fool's Day should be canceled this year because no better hoax could be made up more than the unbelievable crap surrounding the Wuhan virus. He's right. We've had our April Fool's Day. Canceling schools. Businesses saying stay home, conferences being canceled, can't even go to theme parks, movie theater. I'm getting stuff from the car wash. I'm not even lying. My car wash. We are very aware of this potential pandemic when you bring your car. I'm talking about one of these car washes where they come in, they wipe down your car, they put your car through the thing, it washes your car, they spritz it, put on some tire shine, and you're out the door in, you know, 15 minutes or so. They sent me a note by text. We are careful in how we clean your car. We're using all the chemicals that will kill the Wuhan virus. Hey, you know what? I don't really care. Just make sure my car is clean. I'm okay. I think I'll be all right. Anyway, typical congressional ratings. That's what I was talking about earlier. During the era of O, the era of Zero, the era of Obama, Congress polled less than 20% approval much of the time. Here's one, a story I saw. Congress job approval jumps to 28%, highest since 2009. And here's the article. Congressional job approval jumped to 28% this month from 19% in January. Largest month increase since the 12 percentage point rise between January of 2009, when Obama was inaugurated, and February. The current 28% job approval rating is the highest since the early fall of 2009 and is close to Gallup's historical average of 30%. The increase comes after Donald Trump's inauguration as president gave Republicans control of the presidency in both houses of Congress. Yeah. I don't believe the job approval rating in the time of Obama for Congress was over 20%. I didn't check it all out, but it was low. It was very low under Obama. Under Trump, it goes up to 28%, which was almost the average. And now Republicans find themselves at 40%, 10 percentage points over the average. Good news for the Republicans. Good news for down ticket. I was writing about this and I said in my title, the reason why Republicans will are guaranteed to get the gavel back, to win back the House. Of course, people immediately when I put something out like that, they're like, Kevin, how can you be so confident, man? You know, I don't understand how you can't be. I'm just telling you. But they always come back with, how can you be so confident? We can't be this confident. We want to feel like you feel. Well, then listen to the program and get people around you that listen to the program. What have I told you guys? Donald Trump, in every one of the primaries, has beaten George Bush and Barack Obama, usually combined. I'll put it to you this way. Add up all of their numbers in the primaries thus far. Donald Trump is ahead of their entire amount. I'm talking about all the primaries for incumbent presidents, George Bush, George W. Bush, and Barack Hussein Obama, every one of them taking all of their votes for the entire time. Donald Trump, at this point, without even being, he's certainly not even halfway through the primaries, he's already eclipsed them by far. Now, what this means is people are intrigued. They are still involved with the president so much that even though he's not running against anybody and it's like, okay, we know he's going to be the candidate, they're still interested. They're still engaged. The Democrats would love to have these kind of numbers. They couldn't have them if they put guns to each other's heads. Anyway, poll shows approval for Democrats in Congress edged down from 38% in October to 35% in the new survey. So while Trump's numbers and the Republicans' numbers are kicking up, the Democrats' numbers are going down. That's what I want you to understand. They're going down. Now, why are Republicans doing so well? That was a question that was asked. Well, debunking the Russian collusion? Democrats screwing the pooch on impeachment? Democrats overreaching on the Wuhan virus and about everything else? Maybe there were other factors that contributed, but that's why the Republicans are doing so well. There was another piece, though. They said the Republican support of the party versus the Democrats. This is explaining that. A 13-point surge in positive views by Republicans and Republican leaners was a major reason for the overall approval. So you guys that are Republican or Republican leaners, rather, you surged. You said, you know what? I'm even more entrenched with Donald Trump than I was before. Now, I'll be honest with you. I don't care about these polls. I really don't. But if they are close enough to be in, and I'm getting at it from this standpoint, they never poll us to explain how we're doing. I think most of us love what the Republicans in Congress are doing and can't stand what the Democrats in Congress are doing. If they gave a fair poll, I don't think the Democrats would be above 30%. I think the Republicans may be closer to 50 if they were being truthful about it. But the Republicans continue to strengthen our backbones and the Democrats do not. That is the major takeaway from this poll. But go look at it for yourself.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.